You want to teach me the chiddush is learn out from mincha that a shal mitzibah is also only a zichra kuna. So Mora says merabuya de kruasir. Learn this out from the pasuk itself that it says by shal mitzibah. It says b'kodesh hakadoshim techlenu kol zocha b'kahanim yechol oisoi. So what's this extra pasuk teaching us over here? Is limur come to teach us al zivchei shal mitzibah sheinachol elu zichra kuna, that even though it's a shlomim, but since it's a shalom tzibur, the din is it's only nechol zichra kuna. It's not nechol to nikevis. So you don't need a limit from mincha for. Somewhere says in Echanam, I'll tell you tanoyim, it's a machlokes tanoyim. Where do we learn out that zivcha shalom tzibur is not nechol only zichra kuna? Ika demaisi lo mihocha, vika demaisi lo mihocha. Some to learn it out. Some to learn it out from the word of mincha. And some to learn it out from the sexual pasuk of Bakurash Hakadoshim Tachlenu. Bakoporim, that's to leave according to this time at least, mincha to teach us that a shalmei tzibor is on a necho zichre kuna. Chatis, why does the pasuk say the word chatis over here? That ma chatis mekadish beblua, just like a korban chatis is mekadish beblua, meaning if this korban, if the meat is cooked up with any other meat, so the tam of the meat goes into the other meat, and it gives the loch of a chattis into the other meat, that has the chumra of a korban chattis on it. How do we know this? So, ma chattis mekadosh mevlua, af kol mekadosh mevlua, all of the kachim also, that we say tam kikka, the tam goes into another piece of meat, it gives the same kedusha, the same dinam of the kachim into the other piece of meat. Oshim, what is the pasuk say oshim over here? Ma oshim, ain't shafir, Vishilya Kaddish Boy, just like that korban oshim, like the placenta or the afterbirth of the animal when it's inside the stomach has no kedusha, for the simple reason that a oshim is only a zocher, cannot be in a keva. If so, af kol who would in any other kachim, even where it could be from a keva, ain't shvir vishilya Kaddish Boy, that the placenta, the afterbirth, when it's still in the stomach, has no kedusha yet. Why? Because this tanol's kesavar. For Lord is Kodeshim, they have a Yosin and Kodeshim. When does the Vlad of a Korban become Kodesh? Only after it's born. That's called Vlad Kodeshim, is they have a Yosin and Kodeshim. They're only Kodesh after it's born, not when they're Betoich Imon, not when they're in the mother's stomach. And this time also holds, Vidor and Efsha, Mashi Efsha, like Rebbe Lezer before. They will learn out Shar Kodeshim, even though they come from the Kavis, from a Korban Oshim that does not come from an Akeva. That's why it says the word Oshim here. Then it says Miluyim. What's the limud? What do we learn out from the kabonos that were brought by the Miluyim? The teacher's like this. Ma Miluyim. Moisrayim Besreifo. Just like by the Miluyim. If there's anything left over from the Miluyim, the din is you're supposed to burn it. Rashi Dechsiv. V'yim yoyse bebosra Miluyim. Min alecha madaboyke besarafti asanoyse beish. Just by the parsha of Miluyim. Either from the korban or the lechem was left over, he's supposed to burn it. So he died, and v'yein balichayim moisrayim esreifa. But there was no balichay, a live animal, left over by the meluyim. There was no din achrayis by the meluyim. They only had the korbanos they needed, and they shechted them. They were not alive anymore. But they didn't have any achrayis over there. So there's never a balichay, an animal that's alive, to have a din meluyim to be burnt. So you learn out from there, to shar kachim af kol moisrayim esreifa. When is there a parasha of noiser that you have to burn leftover meat? Only by a shchuta. But v'yein balachayim moisrayim esreifa. That any time you have leftover a balachay, a live animal, there's never a din that is torn esreifa. Shlomim. What does the pasuk say the word shlomim over here? What's the limud? It's like this. Ma shlomim mefaglin or mispaglin, just like shlomim, is mefaglin or mispaglin, means to say the korban shlomim is mefagelis es halechem and makes the lechem also pickle, or mispagle means atzmon, the meat itself becomes pickle, both it makes something else pickle and itself becomes pickle, is af kol all of the kachim also mefaglin or mispaglin, it makes something else become pickle and then itself also becomes pickle. Rashi goes zivche shal mitzibim mefaglin shtei lechem, anytime the korban has to become lechem with it. So it could be mefagel the lechem, like by shvuas the shtei lechem could become pigol because of the shnei kvosim. This is one way to learn shan the pasuk. Now, but matnisa ton and the brayse we learned Mishmei to Rabbi Kiva, the name of Rabbi Kiva, he learns like this. When the same Pasuk says, V'zois HaTorah, Mincha, when the Pasuk says the word Mincha, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Mincha? Ma Mincha Mekadeshet Beblua, Avkol Mekadeshet Beblua, just like by a Mincha. If it gets mixed in with any other bread or lechem, it gives a tam into it, it has the Kedusha of a Mincha on it. So there's another Pasuk, not only by Chattis that Beblua is Kaddish, even by Mincha also. And the Gemara says, V'yitzruch, even according to Kiva, we need to talk about Sukkim. V'yitzruch le'michtav v'chatez, v'yitzruch le'mitzruch b'mincha, we need to pass it both. T'yikos v'achamona b'mincha by mincha, that the blue is mekadish, v'shem d'rechicha, below. Because what does it go into other bread? Bread is very soft, so the blue of the tam goes into it. Ah, v'chatez, say maloi. V'chatez is a question of this meat. She give tam to another meat, since another meat is hard, maybe the tam does not go in, it's not mekadeshit. If so, the cost of achmona bechatas, who left the Torah just right by korban chatas, that it's mekadesh beblua, I'll tell you maybe no, mishum debos, ragav de shomein, kodir. Listen, meat has fat in it, and the fat travels well, so that's why the tam goes into the other piece of meat. Av a mincha emeloi, but a mincha has no fat to it, maybe the tam doesn't travel. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both sukkah to teach us that the blue is mekadesh, both by mincha and by chatas. Now chatas, what's the post of the word chatas over here? This is Rabbi Kiva's Rosha, that ma chatas ein abo elo min achulin. Just like a korban chatas can only come from chulin, u bayoyim, like any other kachim, the shchita and zrik can only be done by daytime. O v'yodei hayimonis, the korban has to use his right hand for the zrik as adam. Is af kol all of the kachim, even the korban pesach, ein abo elo min achulin, only comes from chulin, u bayoyim, u v'yodei hayimonis. Now the Gemara is, v'chatis gufu minolin. How do we know the korban chatis is this way? That it's only bo min ha chulin and not min mois matisheni? Some Rav Chizda says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, v'hikriv Aaron es para chatis ha-shaloi. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to bring his own chatis, ha-shaloi, and v'dashin loy mi-shaloi. It has to be brought from his own money. So yes, v'dashin loy mi-shaloi, v'loy mi-shamaisa. That the chatas has to be brought from his own money and not from Mois Maisi Sheni. And Mash, we learn out not only by this chatas, but any chatas in the same halachom. That any chatas can only be brought min achulin and not be Mois Maisi Sheni. Now the more is a question by Yoim, what do you tell me, especially when by korban chatas has to be done by daytime? Mi b'yoim tzavosa nafko. That's a posik that says by Yol Kachim, you can only make the shechita daytime and not by nighttime. It's more so true, k'day nas, but doesn't really belong here, that's tamalimut. Then the second, third thing also is, when it says, B'yodhi ha'yimonis, that this rik has to be done with the right hand, for the Gemara midi Rabba Ba'bachonah nafka. Learn it out from Rabba Ba'bachonah's din. It's a klal also by Yol Kachim. The Yom Rabba Ba'bachonah Amor Rash Lakish, that kol mokem shenema etzpar kuna, whenever the Pasuk says the word etzpar kuna, and the Eli Yamin, it only means the right, so we know anyway it means the Yamin. So Mara says, true, I'll tell you, k'day naspa. It's like really extra, we don't really need it for this. But the equal limit of chatis is to teach us that a chatis is only bo min hachulin. So a kid at that time of Kiva knows that a korban pesach is also bo min hachulin. They learns it out from a chatis. Chatis is the equal makor to say it's only bo min hachulin. And Toy speaks out here that really according to Kiva, tati dorish mechat, we learn out two things from chatis. Tikva dorish nami ma chatis beblua mekadeshes. We already used it to teach us that a chatis is mekadesh beblua. So then we need also to teach us, we learn two things from Chatis. There's Bo Min Achulin, and it's also Mekadish Bebluah. Now, the end of the Pasuk says Oshem, Ma Oshem Atzmoisav Mutarim, just like by Korban Oshem, the bones of it is Mutar, it has no Kedusha. Rashi says, Shirei Besaroi Mutar, you'll not eat the meat of a Korban Oshem. For like Siv Oshem, Elimishun, the boiler Frushe Kro, Kol Chad V'Chad V'Chad V'Yatzmoi. What did Rashi say? The Afilu Shazvachim Atzmoyis Mutarim. And Moram Psachim says, Avul Atzomis Vegidim Yisuf Ulashish Asa. Hani Atzomis Echidomid Lesbu Moyach Lishdeyu Almud Atzomis Mutarim. Moram says clearly, if there's no meat, marrow in the bone, throw it away, it has no Kedusha. Smashma the Atzomis Amutar. Just here it says about a word from Moshem. His Avkol Atzmoyis Mutarim, the bones of the Kachim have no Kedusha on it, you can do what you want with them. Now, so kids, so that's what Rabbi Kiva learns out to teach us the klal ol kachim is only brought min hachulin any chayv he had, he only bring merachulin and not from mois maisisheni. According to Rabbi Kiva, is not the limud is not from a korban chatis, but the limud is not from a korban pesach, but rather from a korban chatis. Now the Gemara asks the Estakasha for Rabbi Kiva, hay bezavachta pesach mayavid lei. According to Rabbi Kiva, that we're not learning out like it says in our Mishnah that has limud a korban pesach to all other kachim that has brought minachulin, because according to Rabbi Kiva, Adarabba, by pesach we do not know it. We learn out all kachim from chatis. It is so, what does the post mean to teach us of after Pesach? What are we learning out from the word Pesach that it says Boker Ritzoin? What does it say of the word Boker Ritzoin here? I recall Pesach only comes from Tzoin, not from Boker. So Mora says yes, the Kriven Kort of Akiva, I tell you, me boiling in the Kedar Rav Nachman. We need it for Rav Nachman, Talocha. The Yom Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Avahua, me nine, how do we know to say? Lamois Sarah Pesach, Shekor Shlomim. If you have a leftover korban pesach that you did not use yet, so if you want to shech them, then you bring l'shem shlomim. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Vizovachta pesach l'shem lokecha." Tzoyin l'boker, shech the korban pesach and bring from it either tzoyin l'boker. The question is, I v'aloyin pesach bo elam and akvosim and minizim. I, your real korban pesach could only be brought from either a lamb or goats, not from boker. Elo the pasuk means teach us. Moiser a pesach, if you have a korban pesach left over after Pesach, yehen l'dover, it should be brought. Yehen l'dover abo min atzonim min aboker, it should be brought for korban shlomim. That's brought, shlomim you could bring either from boker or from tzoyim. So that's what the Kiva does with this pasuk to teach us that the moiser of the korban pesach is brought l'shem shlomim. Now the Gemara asks, is it true that we need this pasuk for? Is it true? Ba'amoch in afko. The Sefer says, the Yom Ravu di Shmuel, that the Apostle is teaching us, that something that comes min atzoin only means a korban pesach should come out to be a korban shlomim. There's a real korban shlomim can be brought from Bokar also. So why does the Apostle say here, im min atzoin, means to teach us that a korban pesach could change over to become into a shlomim. So we have a second pasuk. What do we need the first pasuk for? And another question: Piyakati still mihoch and nafkah from these two pasukim mihosam nafkah. There's a third pasuk for a tiny bit like this. The pasuk says keves bring a lamb lerabbis as a pesach la'aliyah. When you bring a korban pesach from a lamb, you have to make the amurim from the aliyah. The aliyah, the tail is also burnt. Ki shuayim the im keves. And the pasuk says im keves lovi pesach shavrish nosoi. A korban pesach that's over a year old already, it's not fit to be brought for korban pesach anymore. Or else shlamin, haboyim machmas pesach. Any korban pesach used to make into a korban shlamin, teach us lechol mitzvah shlamin. To have now this korban pesach that changes over to be a korban shlamin has all the mitzvahs of a korban shlamin. Meaning to say, she yitunu smicha, you have to have smicha now. Or nesachim, it's bring a mincha with it. Or tenufa chazav shoyk, you have to lift up chazav shoyk. Kishuayman on the pasuk says v'yemeiz. It says v'yemeiz a goat. Hifsekinyan, there's a break here. Limud to teach us aloeiz that the goat sheinatuna alya. You do not have to burn the alya when you bring the korban pesach from a goat. But our korbanim are coming out now. Tlosi kroy ksiva. True, we talk a have and we need three pesukim to teach us this yisoid that a korban pesach is not brought for pesach could be brought for shlomim. And the Chiddush is like this. Chad, one Pesach is Li'ovras Manoi, when it passed by Pesach already, and also Li'ovras Nosoi, where the animal now was over a year old. So there's two things wrong. It's not this man, and it's not fit for Korban Pesach. The Chad, another Pesach is Li'ovras Manoi, after Pesach, but Li'ovras Nosoi, it's not a year old yet. So maybe it can still be used for Pesach Sheni, Kamash, when he can still bring it for Shlomim. The Chad, the third Pesach is the loyover is not a loyover shnosei. It's before Pesach now. It didn't go by Pesach yet, and it's not a year old yet. So tzrich, I need all three psukim. The ashmin, if we just hear one posik of overs man of loyover shnosei, where it's after Pesach, and it's after a year old already. Mishum the itchin elagamri. This korban is not fit for korban Pesach anymore. That's why it could be brought for shlomim. Abu, but maybe in the case just overs man is after Pesach, but loyover shnosei is not a year old yet. The chosla pesach sheni could still be brought for pesach sheni. Emaloi, maybe you cannot use it for shlomim, but maybe you have to wait to pesach sheni. Kamash mula knows since it passed by pesach, you could bring it for shlomim. Now, the yashmin of Uda just hear these two psukim. over his manoi. Floy over shnosoi. The yitchilei mi Pesach Rishon, because our koponim is pushed away from Pesach Rishon. That's why he could bring it for shlomim. But in a case where it's before Pesach and it's not a year old yet, the afilu lePesach Rishon nami chazi, that this carbon really is fit to be left over and used for Pesach Rishon, maybe you cannot use it for shlomim. A meloy tzricha. That's why I need to start. Pesach teaches no. Still, it could be used for a carbon shlomim. So that's why I need three psukim for these three chedushim that are left over even before a carbon Pesach could be changed over to be made into a carbon shlomim. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol kabonas hatzibur, v'yah yochid boyi minoritz mechutz loritz." Any carbon, whether it's a yochid or a tzibur, it could be brought from an animal that was raised in Eretz Yisrael, or an animal that's raised in mechutz loritz. Min achodesh v'nayoshin, from this year's crop, from last year's crop, chutz minoimer. Only a korban oimer ushtei lechem as brought on Shavuos and the Erev Pesach. Shein boyim melem min achodesh. They have to come from the new crop. Minoritz, only from crop that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The yomer was from the new barley, and the shtelech was from the new wheat. V'chula meinem boyim melem min amuvchar. The oil could only come from good crop, muvchar, the best. V'yezel muvchar shlehem, what's called the best of them? Machnis v'zotcha alfa l'seilis. So the kids together, the Mishnah is saying, v'chula here really means all the menochis, is einem boyim melem min amuvchar, only comes from the best wheat and the best oil. V'yezeu milcha, what's called the best oil and the best flour? Mikumus o mizonicha. So some say mikumus, that's the shame of an ear, shame of a place. It's brought down in Shmuel. Or was in a sale, some agur says nucha. So that's also some old, this is called the city. This is the best place where it's grown. Alfa la salis. So in this place, alfa, that's the best place where you get flour. Shnielhem, what's the second best? Chafarayim. Pabiko, that's the second best place where to get the wheat. Now, kol ha'rotzayis ha'yiksheris, really all the land in Eretz Yisrael is kosher. Elamikano yimivian, these places here were the best places to bring it from. That's where they used to bring both the seilas and the shemin from these cities. Gemara says now, mas nisna mishnah loki, not like this tano, the tani we learned. Oymer habo min ayoshen kosher, oymer is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. The same thing, shteylechem aboyis min ayoshen, shteylechem brought from the old crop, also ksheris. Ela shechisa mitzvah soymer, as shechisa mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah min amuvchor. What does the Tana say this way? Oymer dechsev takrevis minchas bikurecho, v'yaflu min aliyah. Means even from the barley that's in the attic upstairs, he's stored away for a year ready. That's how this Tana learns, even min ayoshen, so is kosher. Shteylechem dechsev mishmasechem tovi. They could have to bring the wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, v'loim in chutz loretz, that's one drosha. V'imash rasechem afilu min aliyah, as long as it's in Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's, even if it's in an aliyah, means the addict, again, stored away for a year. So, that's how this Tana learns, it could be brought for the effort from Yoshin. For the Gemara Ayah Fikta, we already used v'imash rasechem to Eretz Yisrael, how do we know min aliyah? Well, Makor, the Pesach says, taviyo afilu min aliyah, that's the drosha. V'ashtelechem says the word taviyo, means even from old crap. For the more no, for me boiler, we need the pasuk to view shekol shat to maybe be mokem machar hereya kizeh. Any place you bring it from another place, still it's the same halacha as like this one. We had before shekol shat to maybe anytime you're making the chametz be mokem machar hereya kizeh. It has to be the shear of an isaron. So we use the word taviyah to teach us how much flour you have to use for mincha. Smur says true m kenus of licht of kro tovi, my taviyu shramina tatikita both alakis. So that's what this town holds, that the shtelechem with the evidence kosher from Yoshin. I book said the post says racist, it says mash for the new year's crop, versus a son of the mitzvah. I exit chadosho, mash also only this new fresh crop, on the brother like a time like we learned, Rabbi Nosim of Kiva Amru, shtelechem my boys mina Yoshin Ksheris. If shtelechem is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. Ah, you saw a man in the kind, what do we do with the posseh chadosho? It means to say, shetei chadosh lechol amnochis. That it should be the first one from all the mnochis. So where's Adkan leplugia lebechodish? Ava boros leplugia, that is no machlekes, only machlekes, for the evidence of kosher from Yoshin or not. But everybody agrees that it has to be brought from the pear was grown in Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue over with this Gemara again, Mishnah, the next tape.